Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School men's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Charlie Jones has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and will make a deep run in the UIL playoffs. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's men's varsity basketball game.
Live from Pearland High School in Pearland, Texas, it's George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio alongside Chris Elliott. I'm Tom Tirando, and the Longhorns, after 28 basketball games in the 2018-2019 season, they're playing their first bi-district game in the UIL playoffs, Chris.
Tom, a great pleasure to be with you. Back in the saddle, as it were. We haven't called a game since back in football season, and what a good one for me to jump right back in the saddle. The gym here is affectionately termed the pressure pit, and what more than a playoff game where it's one and done for somebody tonight to call it the pressure pit, because there is pressure tonight. The Clear Creek Wildcats looking to maybe pull a little bit of an upset, wouldn't you say, as they come in as a 3 seed out of 24-6A, and of course matching up with our beloved Longhorns.
Yeah, the Longhorns finished district play at 10-4 in second place in 23-6A, and so matching up against number 3, Clear Creek, in 24-6A. The other basketball games, Clear Lake just beat Strake Jesuit here at Pearland in the first one on the doubleheader, and Dickinson at versus Pearland, rather, on the road, and that game started at 6 o'clock, so we'll have to see if we can catch a final on that one as well.
And the winner of our matchup will, of course, match up with the winner of Summer Creek versus Deer Park, and so that game could very well also be over, so we'll check and try and get some scores there as that game tipped off right around 6 o'clock as well.
Yeah, it looks like those games may be played at the Berry Center over in northwest Harris County, and we'll have to see how this game turns out tonight as the Longhorns are looking to step into area play at the end of this week and keep going in this tournament. They got to play five games to get into the UIL finals in game number 6.
And the Wildcats, Clear Creek, they're led by Kalen Anderson, the senior wing. He's a big man. He's a wing and a post, as they call him. Not to be confused with a wing and a prayer. You see what I did there? He comes in with 12 points a game. Tyrus Barron, he is the second leading scorer. He, too, is a bit of a big fella, a wing and a post. He averages 10 points, and we know what Noah comes in. His average is just now creeped under 20 points a game, where it sat for most of the season. As I know, in that game against Strake, which was a big one last week, he only had, I want to say, 17 points. So he's at 19.9 points a game. He also, Tom, happens to lead the club in assists, 3.6 dimes a game, and right there tied with Davis at just under 5 rebounds a game. So Johnny all-purpose for Noah Thomason, the senior who, Tom, I'm not sure whether you knew this, at the senior night, Charlie and Brandon announced that Noah is going to make his announcement, in air quotes, in March. So we got to wait, see where he's headed.
Yeah, I saw that he's had a couple offers, but he's going to make his final announcement next month. Hopefully after the Longhorns bring home that 6A title.
Make a deep run, absolutely. Wildcats led by Coach Wes Bryan. They're 24-8. playing out of 24-6A, 9-3, and that's third place again in district. And we're pretty much smack dab in the middle of Clear Creek and the Ranch, sitting right here at Pearland High School. Great venue, and got to give a shout-out to our former leader at George Ranch. Coach Tullis has us set up with some pretty nice accommodations over here.
Yeah, I sure did. I talked to Coach Tullis or emailed with him at the end of last week when we found out the games were here, and he said, absolutely, we'll set you up, and he did a nice job. We're up on the kind of the second level, the what would you call this, the pavilion level? Or
we're on the mezzanine,
like
yeah.
Mezzanine.
So
yeah,
let me go back a little bit. You mean Ricky didn't say Tom who when you called?
No, not that time. Not that time.
I digress.
All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our nightly interview with Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Tournament Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at Pearland High School for tournament basketball. Clear Creek Wildcats and the George Ranch High School Longhorns in by-district play. George Ranch number 2 in 23-6A. Clear Creek at number 3 in 24-6A. And therein sets up this matchup. It's a one-and-done, as you would suspect in UIL playoff basketball. As Chris pointed out early in the pregame, the winner of this game will face the winner of Summer Creek and Deer Park in area play Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. And it looks like those games are slated for the Berry Center. So we hope to follow the Longhorns over there as they work on round number 2. First order of business, however, is round number 1, this ball game. We had a chance to talk to the head man, Charlie Jones, about tonight's matchup. Sitting with Charlie Jones on the first night of the bi-district playoffs over at Pearland High School. You guys played 28 games. You set some records, school records, for consecutive wins at home with 16. Your win total with 22 victories is also a record at George Ranch. How are you guys feeling tonight going into these playoffs?
I mean, we feel good. You know, we've talked all year about building your season one practice, one game at a time, and now is at the time where you don't have any more games after this if you lose. So you just build your season. You keep being confident. Clear Creek's a great team, well coached, but we feel pretty confident coming into this game. Been playing well, been having some good practices, and we're excited to get out there and get back in the playoffs.
So you talk to your kids all year long about what you're working for. You're working for this, working for this, working for this. Now that it's here, how do you keep them in a position to go out there and really play some good ball?
Well, we've been preaching good basketball the whole time. So good basketball cures everything. So when you're winning, when you're losing, when things aren't going well, you just preach good basketball. And if you play good basketball, you're always going to have a chance to win at the end of the game.
I'm sure you've seen live and on tape Clear Creek, the Wildcats. What do you know about them?
They just have a tradition of winning. You know, they've won for a long time. They're going to be hard-nosed. They don't beat themselves. They're well coached. We just got to come out and just do what we've done all year, play our game, and don't focus too much on the other team. Just focus on yourself and take care of your business.
In these kind of one-and-done games, do you do anything different? Do you talk to kids differently? Do they feel different going out on the court?
No, I've been talking to them every game. I say it's just another day. We come to school, coach, it's game day. Yeah, it's another day, y'all. We just go out there and have fun, take care of our business, and just enjoy playing basketball, enjoy playing with each other and for each other. And at the end of the day, the ball's going to go in or it's not going to go in. But when you prepare, you always give yourself a chance to win.
Looking back on the season, what are some of the takeaways that you have?
It's all the kids have left their uniform better than it was when they got it. And so no matter what happens here on out, the program is in a better place than it was at the beginning of the year because they came out and they worked hard every day. And we've having a special season, and we just want to keep it going. And, you know, they told me yesterday, Coach, this isn't going to be our last practice. So I'm hoping they're going to come through for me.
All right, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That's the head man, Charlie Jones, a head basketball coach at George Ranch High School, talking about his 22-6 Longhorns and what they're looking forward to tonight and how they've been preparing all season long to be in this position to make the playoffs and really make some noise in these UIL playoffs.
I love what he said there. It's a book called Good to Great, and it's a business book, but one of the overarching themes is leave the company you're with better off than when you got there as a leader, and to adopt that same philosophy as an individual player on a team sport. Boy, what a great message there, and you can see that the kids have picked it up. It's not just lip service. They picked it up, and the horns are led. Let's not make any mistake here by Noah Thomason. He starts the offense. He's able to rebound the ball, and he's able to distribute as needed. So as he goes, so go the Longhorns. But with basketball, it's always got to be one. And as you get deeper into the playoffs, it's got to be more than one of your teammates also stepping up and having big games. So we're about 5 minutes away from tip, and folks are filing in here. And we appreciate those of you who have tuned in as we have a good one on the way.
You know, talking to Charlie during the preseason, he was relying heavily on Noah Thomason, no doubt about that. DeLon Dean, Devin Davis, his three big seniors in there to carry the load, to set the tone for all the other players in his lineup. He's got four sophomores on his varsity, Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, Jordan Lewis, A.D. Harris. Got a couple juniors, Dominique Dixon and Ben Taylor. But primarily, he's been counting on those three seniors, and then Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, and then Tolu Wandi, a fourth senior at 6'5", who doesn't score that much. He averages just over 2 points a game. But boy, is he in there battling and getting the rebounds, both offensive and defensive boards, to keep this team moving along.
Yeah, look at this Clear Creek roster, and it's not one that jumps out at you. And I even made this observation just looking here in the warm-ups that they don't have a whole lot of size on their roster. The biggest they got is 6'5 senior post Hunter Smith. He comes in averaging 9.7 points a game, and then it drops down to everybody's right around 6'2 or under. And so the Horns, at least up front, might have a little bit more size and take advantage of that in addition to the dangerous Noah Thomason.
And Coach was telling me before we started our interview that this team does not – well, let me start again. He said we are always a little bit stressed by a team that will press us, and they don't press. And so he's feeling good about that. He's feeling good about the fact that the Longhorns can bring the ball up at their own speed. Unless Coach Bryan changes things up tonight, they're not expecting much pressure as they bring the ball up. And once they do that, they're certainly comfortable letting the ball fly when they get down near the basket.
Well, speaking of presses, last week Horns were in a barn burner against the Crusaders of Straight Jesuit. With, I'm not sure whether we mentioned this. They just took care of business in the opener here of this doubleheader as they dispatched of Straight play.
Just now?
Yeah, I was sitting right in front of them.
Clear Springs.
Springs, I beg your pardon. That's what happens when all the team names all look the same. So they handled Springs, no problem. But when the Horns kind of got a little bit behind in that fourth quarter, Charlie went to the press, and it paid dividends. They end up getting back to even, and then the late three ball by DeLon was the big backbreaker with 44 seconds left. So good news is the Horns also feature a bit, not also, as opposed to the Wildcats, the Horns do feature a press.
Yeah, and it's been effective all year long. Longhorns have adopted the philosophy, and they've carried it out in just about every game that we've done, is we're going to hold maybe one man, maybe two, to double figures. Everybody else we're going to hold down in single digits, and they've been able to adopt that and make that work. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups and the opening tip. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball, tournament basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, we're back at Pearland High School. Here are the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the Clear Creek Wildcats, a 6'2 senior, Tyrus Barron. A 6'4 senior, Kalen Anderson. A 5'11 freshman, Seth Jones. A 6'5 senior, Hunter Smith. And a 5'9 senior, Cole Newbley. Starting five for Wes Bryan's team. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Thank you.
will follow up with the starting lineup for Charlie Jones's Longhorns. First, a 6'1 sophomore, Stephen Woods. 6'4 senior, Evan Davis. 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And a 6'5 senior, Tulu Wandi. Stephen Woods, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Tulu Wandi, the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns. Clear Creek, just to reiterate, we kind of had to jump off quick for the national anthem. It's Tyrus Barron, Kalen Anderson, Cole Newbley, Seth Jones, and Hunter Smith, the starting five for the Wildcats.
Tom, in a developing situation, I do have a score from the north side as Summer Creek has dispatched of Deer Park, and they will play the winner of tonight's ball game. The Summer Creek, I believe they're the Indians, 56-34 over the Deer Park Deer, so no problemo out there. And the two teams have made their way into a proverbial huddle right in front of their benches, and we're about set for tip-off.
All right, let's check the Clear Creek starting five as they come out. This was given to me, but I want to make sure that we have everybody that we expect. There's Barron, Anderson, Maurice Pinnock is in, Jordan Hurd is in, and then Hunter Smith. Ball is in the air, tipped back to Noah Thomason. We are underway from Pearland to Thomason. Little spin move on the right side, and he's fouled.
Little dream shake for Noah on that right block, and he spun, the lefty spun to that baseline and then did a little underneath move and a little bit of contact on the arm, and Thomason at the charity stripe, and he clanks the first one.
62% free throw shooter is Noah Thomason. No score, just underway here at Pearland High School. Next shot on its way from the left-hander. That one rims out. It's cleared by the man who fouled him, Kalen Anderson. Into the hands now of Jordan Hurd. He's guarded out top by DeLon Dean. Over here in the corner to Maurice Pinnock. Pinnock out top to Hunter Smith. He drives on the basket, then kicks it out top to Hurd.
Good pressure D by the Horns.
Now the give down low to Jordan Hurd. And Hurd can't get that one to drop.
Two-handed denial by Devin Davis.
Three-pointer on its way from DeLon Dean. That one is off the mark. Rebounded by Hunter Smith. Smith in the lane. And he is fouled by Tulu Wandi, his first.
Tough call. Tulu was there. The official was in trail, and he made the quick, emphatic block call on 35. We'll keep track of that. The big man can't get in foul trouble early.
Yeah, no room for him to set his feet, and that was kind of an easy call for the referees. Now over to Maurice Pinnock. Pinnock drives near the free throw line, kicks it out on the far side to Hurd. Back out top to Kalen Anderson. Anderson to Hurd. Back to Anderson in the corner. Drives the baseline, tries to get it up, and he can. And again, a foul on the big man, Tulu Wandi, his second, and going to the free throw line.
Wow.
Is Kalen Anderson.
Two quickies. I didn't like either one of the calls, and that one was definitely a bailout, as coming in is 41.
Is Nixon Best for George Ranch. And Best gets the rebound. Ball knocked around into the hands of Nixon Best, who just came in the lineup. He hasn't been on the floor for the Longhorns in quite a while, but he's here in tournament play, and Charlie Jones said he was going to see some action, and he certainly did.
And Tom, he got called for a moving pick, So far, the whistles are not gone the way of the Horns, but it's early.
First turnover of the night for either club. Over to Maurice Pinnick. Pinnick with the jump shot. No good. Rebound, and the putback is by Terrace Barron.
Real nice rebound and strong move for Barron.
And first was score of the night.
Break the seal as the first points of the night.
All right, up top to Noah Thomason. Thomason to Dean on the right side. Longhorns moving basically right to left across your radio dial, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet to Dean. On the left side, behind the back dribble, now kind of a backwards dribble as he resets things. Out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason will draw the defense out a little bit. Now he finds Devin Davis in the corner. And Devin Davis gets the Longhorns on the board.
Great job by Noah to find the open man. Davis was wide open. And stroke the three. Contested layup is no good. And back the other way come the Horns.
Kalen Anderson had that one swatted away. Three-pointer on its way by Thomason. No good. Rims in and out. The rebound to the Longhorns. Devin Davis with the board. Kicks it out top to Stephen Woods. Woods, one of those sophomores that Charlie Jones has relied on all year long. Now around the horn. Back to Stephen Woods.
And Woods has really stepped up as the season has progressed. And you can see him improving week after week.
DeLon Dean moves around, lays it up and in. DeLon Dean with a good move to get around his defender. And it's 5-2, Longhorns.
Beautiful ball fake. Two defenders went to the right, and they left Dean wide open for the easy scoop. Quick turnover as Hurd just fired it into the Longhorns bench. And the Horns are sitting at a 5-2 lead and looking to play add-on.
Sophomore Ori Limbrick in for George Ranch, as is senior Evan Amin. Noah Thomason on the right side. Drives near the free throw line. Scoop layup is good. Noah Thomason with two.
Beautiful hanging left-handed finger roll with pressure all over him. He got the shooter's bounce, and he's now on the board with 2 points.
Longhorns by 5-7-2, 4 minutes left in the first quarter. Drive on the basket by Smith. He has that ball knocked away. And the Longhorns had it for a second, and then it went off Evan Amin's leg and out of bounds.
DeLon with the steal and just got a little bit ahead of himself. And fumbled it to his left as Amin was running by, and it trickled out of bounds. And they're going to get Amin with a little bit too much contact down in that low post. And that is the fourth team foul for the Horns. And we are just 3:46 to go in the first quarter.
6'2", Evan Amin trying to work on 6'5", Hunter Smith. And Smith on the turnaround. That ball is good, and another foul on Evan Amin.
Wow, Evan's been on the court for about 30 seconds. He's already picked up two fouls, and it was a good finish by Hunter as he got it to go, the and one, and he misses the free throw. And that time they're going to get it over the back on Tyrus Barron, as there were three Horns with position, and Barron tried to go over the top. He got the whistle. I beg your pardon, Tom.
Now they're talking about it, and we'll see what the referees come up with. And now he put up... I don't know what that call was.
I think the official was changing the number. It looked like he was changing direction. And it looks like we've sorted that all out, as the Horns will have it here on this near baseline.
He called it on number four, Maurice Pinnick, his first. Tyrus Barron, now with no personal fouls, will take that off of...
He's thankful because he was the only one in the dark maroon jerseys down on that end of the court. And Noah with a beautiful shake move and a teardrop and doesn't get the connection.
And the rebound by Devin Davis. And Davis throws it away. Three turnovers now for George Ranch. They lead by three, 7-4, 3:16 left in the first quarter. out top, Tyrus Barron. Now he drives on the left side, pulls up short, but gets the rebound, puts it back up and in. Barron with 4 points, Longhorn lead down to one.
Really nice job by staying active by Barron. Got his own miss and put it back in and keeping his club close here down just a point.
Ori Limbrick around the horn to Noah Thomason. Now out top to Davis. And back to Stephen Woods, back to Noah Thomason. Thomason near the top of the key. He's got Davis alone, but Davis kicks it back out top to Noah. To Ori Limbrick. Now to Dominic Dixon. Back out top to Noah Thomason. Longhorns content to let a little time run off the clock and get that best shot they can coming down court. Now Thomason kind of got the ball stuck on his hip, so he has to kick it back out top to Limbrick. Limbrick has that one blocked back in his face. And this one down low to Kalen Anderson. Anderson, his first 2 points of the night and the first lead by Clear Creek.
Great hustle play by Ori. Got unlucky. He slapped the ball away from behind. It hit the glass and went right to a Wildcat who made one pass. And then the layup has us trailing 8-7 with a minute 40 to go in quarter one.
Way up top to Stephen Woods, the 6'1 sophomore. Now to Limbrick, another sophomore. On the left side and falling down is Woods on the dribble.
Not sure if they... Yeah, he must have been out of bounds, so it should be Longhorn ball. As the stealing Wildcat fell to the floor, and yeah, sure enough, his foot hit the line. Good call by the ref on that far baseline.
6'0 sophomore Jordan Lewis in. Ball into Thomason. He puts one up. It bounces twice on the rim and comes off. Rebound by Kalen Anderson. Anderson ahead to Tyrus Barron. Barron has that one knocked away. Three turnovers for Clear Creek. To Noah Thomason at the other end. Noah Thomason with 4 points on the little scoop layup. Longhorns regain the lead 9-8. And a timeout called by Wes Bryant.
Noah always under control. There was a kind of a mini fast break. He collects himself, does the little scoop shot. Easy money for Noah Thomason. Again, with the defense draped all over him. Tom, on that prior possession, Noah got bumped underneath. No whistle. Again, team fouls are a little bit lopsided here early. We'll see if that tends to even itself out over the course of the game.
Take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll have more from Pearland. You're listening to live George Ranch High School tournament basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people.
We'll pick up that spot at a later time. Action back in. Jordan Hurd picked up by DeLon Dean. Pass over to Hunter Smith. Back to Jordan Hurd. Now to Maurice Pinnock, who drives on the basket. And a foul.
Again, ticky-tack on one end. No blood, no foul on the other. Again, we'll be looking for that to even out because that is a third bailout for this Wildcat offense in this first quarter.
Foul whistled against Jordan Lewis, his first. Back to Pinnock. Pinnock puts up an off-balance jump shot. No good. Rebound. Dominic Dixon ahead to DeLon Dean on the right side. Dean kind of gets trapped behind the basket, and he's fouled before he can get a pass off.
And there, Dean was out of control, and he that time did get bailed out as there was nowhere to go. He did pass it off, so he got bumped on his way to the hole, but they called it passing. Are on the pass, so it'll be inbounds on that baseline for the Horns.
Inbound by Stephen Woods. He gets the ball in to Devin Davis. Back out top to Noah Thomason. Thomason, a little softball catch with Stephen Woods. Now back to Woods in the corner around the horn to Jordan Lewis. Lewis to Noah Thomason. Left-handed jumper on its way. No good. Cleared off the boards by Hunter Smith. Smith puts it in the hands of Tyrus Barron. Barron guarded by Thomason. Now out to Hunter Smith. Back to Jordan Hurd. Let's go. A three-pointer. That's way off the mark. Hits the glass, and that's the end of the first quarter. Longhorns 9, Clear Creek 8. You're listening to live George Ranch High School tournament basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
He's Chris Elliott. I'm Tom Tarando back at Pearland High School. This is by district play, the George Ranch Longhorns and the Clear Creek Wildcats. Longhorns lead it by 1, 9-8. 3 points for Devin Davis, 4 for Thomason, 2 by DeLon Dean, 3 turnovers for George Ranch. Tyrus Barron with 4, and then a basket each by Kalen Anderson and Hunter Smith.
That first quarter, Tom, the Horns played what I saw was some really good D. The refs did not agree, but if they keep up that intensity, they're going to be just fine.
Down low to Tyrus Barron, who lays it in on the left side, 10-9, Clear Creek.
Barron picking up a loose ball. It was right along the baseline. There's one quick drop step, and that easy layup.
Down low to Talu Wandy, back in the ball game. DeLon Dean, kind of an off-balance pass to Wandy. Wandy kicks it back out top to Stephen Woods. We'll reset everything. Woods drives on the left side. He has that ball smacked close to in the stands by Kalen Anderson, the big 6'4 senior.
Woods off balance as he tried to turn the corner on his defender, and he wasn't able to get elevation, and Kalen Anderson volleyballed that into that Wildcat bench.
To DeLon Dean on the right side, three-pointer on its way, no good.
Did not have his feet square on that attempt, just rose up a little bit off balance. When he gets his puppies lined up, he can stroke the three ball, that's for sure.
All right, down low to Kalen Anderson. Anderson, again, kicks it back out top. Now gets the ball back on a pass. A little off-balance shot with the left hand. No good. Finally, corralled by DeLon Dean. Puts it into the hands of Noah Thomason. Thomason down the lane. Tries to scoop it up with the left hand. Has it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Longhorns' ball under their own basket.
No call. Again, a head-scratcher there because he got bodied up. The defender was definitely moving, and no whistle.
Out top to Stephen Woods. To DeLon Dean, three-pointer on its way. Touches nothing, but a good save of the basketball by Stephen Woods. The Longhorns will get new life. DeLon Dean threw up that air ball, and Woods had to do an acrobatic act to get the ball saved, but he does that. Now it's back out top to Noah Thomason.
That time Dean did have his feet square. He was just about 3 feet behind the line.
Now down low to Wandy. Wandy can't get the little layup to drop. Ball off the iron into the hands of Clear Creek and Jordan Hurd. Hurd guarded out top by Noah Thomason. Longhorns making Clear Creek work really hard on this end of the court for any shot they get. It's 10-9, Clear Creek by a one. Three-pointer on its way. That rattles in and out. Rebound, Noah Thomason. Thomason looking down court to Stephen Woods. Woods, jump shot from just inside the arc, and he nails it. First 2 points of the night. 11-10, Longhorns by one.
The worst shot in basketball, but the Horns faithful will take it as we've got the lead. Really nice pump fake, one bounce, and the pull-up jumper, and it was nothing but net.
All right, in the corner here to Hunter Smith. Smith kicks it out top to Kalen Anderson. Back around to Jordan Hurd. And now to Pinnock.
Just beautiful D by the Horns. Help D. When one man gets beat, his compadre steps up, hands everywhere in the passing lanes, and they've been unlucky defensively, and that happened there again. Two Horns defenders got their hands on the ball, unable to collect it, and it caroms out of bounds, and the Wildcats will keep the possession with 4:39 to go in the half. 11-10, Longhorn lead.
Longhorns are forcing the Wildcats to keep throwing that ball, passing that ball. Three-pointer on its way by Smith. No good. Rebounded by Jordan Lewis. Puts it into the hands of DeLon Dean. Dean to Wandy. Around the horn to Noah Thomason on the left side. Thomason finds Dean at the free throw line. Now Dean a little backwards dribble, still working the right side. And gets it to Nixon. Bess. And Bess has it knocked out of his hands. Last touch by the Wildcats. George Ranch will inbound.
Good feed by DeLon, and Bess unable to collect. He was point-blank range if he had, and goes out of bounds off the Wildcats.
All right, inbound to Jordan Lewis. Lewis to DeLon Dean. A little backwards dribble as he resets. Now on the left side to Thomason. Thomason into Nixon. Bess. Bess, turnaround, jump shot is good. Turnaround put back by Nixon. Bess, he's on the board for George Ranch. It's 13-10, Longhorns by three.
Really nice, strong post-move turnaround jumper from point-blank range, and Bess knocks it down.
Three-pointer on its way by Anderson. That's no good. Rebound, Noah Thomason.
Big-time rebound for Thomason, and he got bumped.
Working the ball, puts it in the hands of Wandy. Wandy turns around, kicks it back to Thomason. Three-pointer was in the rim and spun back out. Now the rebound, the give to Thomason, and he makes good on it. Points number five and six for Thomason is 15-10.
Real nice dipsy-do double pump for Noah on the right side. The lefty likes to go to the double pump and got it to go.
Ball to Logan Farlow's in now for the Wildcat. Out top, and the three-pointer finally hit by Hunter Smith. Smith with 5 points. 15-13, Longhorns by two.
Smith, the 6'5 post player, he learns to hit the three ball, and he can go places as that stretch three is a valuable commodity these days.
Lundeen again with the off-balance shot. He can't get that one to drop. Thomason tries to put it back, and he's fouled.
Fouled on his way up. Good rebound by Noah as he has a nose for the ball in his first half. He's had a number of good defensive rebounds, and that time on the offensive glass, and he'll go to the free throw line.
First one on its way, a little bit short off the front iron. We told you before, Thomason, a 62% free throw shooter. He's missed two tonight. He's got one more now.
And that one, Tom, that didn't even look close.
No, the left-hander. Second one on its way, and that one's good. 16-13, Longhorn lead back up to three. Out top, Logan Farlow. By the way, Farlow was whistled for that personal foul on Noah Thomason. Now to Pinnock. Pinnock puts up a three-pointer. That's no good. And the ball knocked around. There's a lot of bodies falling inside the lane. We'll see how they call this one. And they call it on George Ranch. Jordan Lewis whistled for his second personal foul. He and Terrace Barron collided. Both hit the floor in the lane. But they chose to call it on Jordan Lewis, a sophomore.
Two Wildcats collided. And my assumption is that the ref just thought it was one of the horns that bumped him, but it wasn't. And no matter, as there's only one opinion that counts, and it's the one with the zebra stripes and the whistle.
All right, Jordan Lewis checks out. Ori Limbrick back in for George Ranch at the free throw line. The 6'2 senior, Terrace Barron, first shot is no good. Off the rim, rebound by Devin Davis. Davis puts it into the hands of Stephen Woods. Woods walks across midcourt. He's picked up over there by Farlow. Now to Noah Thomason. Thomason down low to Nixon Best. Best along the baseline. A little bit too strong. Mm. I think he thought he was going to get a little more resistance there. Ball cleared away by Hunter Smith.
Really Smith. Nice move by Best. He came up empty.
Smith to Barron, and Barron blows a layup. He was a little bit under the rim and couldn't get that one to drop. A rebound to Ori Limbrick. Down court now to Devin Davis. He turns around, a little jump shot, hits the rim and falls straight through. Devin Davis with 5 points.
Shooter's roll for Devin, hit the back rim, popped straight up in the air and tickled the twine. The Horns have now built a 5-point lead. See if they can continue to D up.
18-13, 1:15 left before halftime. Into the hands of Maurice Pinnock. Pinnock drives on the left side. Turnaround jump shot is good. Maurice Pinnock on the board with two.
Real nice, strong move. Drove to his left and then pivoted back with a little right-handed jump hook in traffic and got it to go. We're under a minute. 3-point Horns lead.
45 seconds to play. On the left side to Thomason. Thomason measures that one, then dribbles outside by the top of the key. Kicks it over to the left side to Stephen Woods. Back to Noah Thomason. Far out on the court in that 90-degree angle he likes to stand in with the out-of-bounds line and mid-court.
Horns look content to try and milk this clock and take the last shot of the half. As we're now under 15 seconds.
Round the horn to Limbrick. In the corner to Noah Thomason. He kicks it out to Dean. Dean has the first one blocked. Back in his hands. Does a good job saving it. Down low to Dean. First one no good. Nixon Best puts it back up. And he can't get that one to drop. As time runs out in the second quarter. Longhorns 18. Wildcats 15. You're listening to live George Ranch High School tournament basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides Harold and Johnson Dentistry.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
We're hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
All right, back at Pearland High School, it's halftime. George Ranch 18 and the Clear Creek Wildcats 15 in a relatively low-scoring game. The Longhorns average almost 59 points a game, 58.8 points a game. Clear Creek at 54.7 points a game. Well, relatively low-scoring for both of these clubs, as Chris pointed out. Several times during the first half, the Longhorns' defense has been stellar tonight. They've forced the Wildcats to pass the ball numerous times, of course giving way to opportunities for the Longhorns to knock it away or get possession back. And Clear Creek has had to work really hard for any of the shots that they've taken here in the first half. Scoring goes like this. Longhorns are led by, who else? Noah Thomason with 7. 5 points for Devin Davis. A couple by Stephen Woods, DeLon Dean, and Nixon Bess. Longhorns turned it over 4 times in the first half. Same thing for Clear Creek. Their top scorer is Tyrus Barron with 6. 5 points by Hunter Smith. And then a basket apiece by Kalen Anderson and Maurice Pinnick. And again, 4 turnovers for the Wildcats. We are all even in that category. Longhorns lead in the big one by 3 points, 18-15. Chris?
Yeah, the Horns came out with great intensity, I thought. Maybe they were a little bit too amped up. Their defense was really solid, and I was struck by just 2 or 3 little bailouts by this officiating crew. It made a huge difference in the game. Three-point lead doesn't seem to tell the story. It feels like the Horns should be up by 5 or 8 points, but a little sloppiness, I'll say, in addition to maybe the refs frustrating the Horns. But 18-15, not what we would have predicted coming in to this ballgame.
No, not at all. Longhorns hit just 1 three-pointer. That was by Devin Davis to open the scoring for George Ranch. After that, just conventional baskets. Free throws, just 1 of 3. Noah Thomason at the free throw line made the last one he took in the second quarter. Missed the first 2. On the other side, just 1 opportunity for free throws. That being Tyrus Barron in the first quarter. He missed that one, so... A fairly well-played game, despite the fact that we got a couple Longhorns, we got 3 Longhorns, rather, with 2 fouls apiece. Jordan Lewis, Evan Amin, and Tolu Wandy. Wandy got the first 2 for George Ranch. Evan Amin came in and quickly got 2 personal fouls on him, and then Jordan Lewis picked up 1 in the first quarter and 1 in the second quarter. On the other side of the ledger, Tyrus Barron, Kalen Anderson, Maurice Pinnick, Jordan Hurd, Logan Farlow, each with 1 personal foul in the first half for Clear Creek. We are going to, as they say in the business, effort to get some other scores of the other teams playing tonight in 23 versus 24 6A.
The only score I came across, Klein Forest is thumping Westfield. They're up 70-47 with a minute and a half to go in that game. And we mentioned the Summer Creek took care of Deer Park. They'll play the winner of tonight's game. And did you have any information about what venue that game, you said Berry Center, potentially?
Yeah, it looks like on the schedule, all of those games area play are going to be at the Berry Center, both at the top and at the bottom of the bracket. So, yeah.
Now, I wonder, Tom, if the Horns win, will they let you and I in the Berry Center?
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know what you may have done out there.
Oh, I've been on my best behavior. That's one of the best places to call football games, as we know. And so I've been on my best behavior at the Berry Center. They love me over there.
Oh, that makes one of us.
Oops. All right, do tell.
I'm just kidding. Now, great great venue. Cyfair ISD has a number of really nice venues. Prigent Stadium doesn't get the credit that it should. That's a very nice complex. And you mentioned, yeah, we do a number of football games out that way.
All right, here is the score between Dickinson and Pearland. Dickinson won that one 75-63. So Pearland is out. Dickinson will move forward to area play. Clear Lake beat Strake Jesuit in the game before our Longhorns ball game, 79-65. So Clear Lake advances. Strake goes home. Then Clear Creek and George Ranch. Longhorns lead that one 18-15. And we still need to get a Clear Springs Dawson score. I believe they played last evening. We'll have to see if we can pick that one up.
We will effort to get you that number.
Good. We'll take a break here. When we come back, Chris will have that Dawson score. Right, Chris?
Yes, sir.
Efforting away.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to live George Ranch High School Tournament Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridge Point High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides...
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, back at Pearland High School, getting ready for quarter number three. Chris had that Dawson score.
And Dawson took care of business 64-40. They dispatch of Clear Springs. And so does that mean they'll play Strake? No. Different part of the bracket.
Yeah, and Strake lost that game to Clear Lake. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's funny that when you don't know who the home and the visitor is, and I thought Strake was winning. Well, there you go.
Look, Clear Lake 179-65 by 14. So Dawson, so far, the only 23-6A team to advance. And we're hoping George Ranch is the second one. All right, Longhorns right in front of us, moving left to right here in the second half. Out top to Stephen Woods. Woods to Noah Thomason. Back to Stephen Woods. He's guarded there by Jordan Hurd. To Thomason. He has to stretch for that pass. Puts up the three-pointer. It's off the back of the rim. Ball knocked around in the hands of Jordan Hurd.
Tom, we got to mention a pretty decent contingent of Ranch Rowdies made the trip, and they're making some noise over here. So give some credit to them as we're in a tight game here early in the second half.
You can probably hear the Ranch Rowdies and their defense chant. All right, out top to Maurice Pinnick. Pinnick tries the left side, loses control of the basketball on the way up. Puts up an air ball. Devin Davis has that. Turnover number 5 for Clear Lake.
Nice rebound by Devin.
Clear Creek, and I knew I'd do that at once at least.
Well, I think we know who's the home and the visitor. And the home team tonight is the Horns.
They lead it by 3, 18-15, 6:39 left in the third quarter. 2 to Wandy, and Wandy works the baseline, and he's kind of hip-checked out of bounds by Hunter Smith. That's Smith's first personal foul.
Yeah, that was a tough one there as Smith moved his feet. A little body Otherwise, Wandy was out of bounds.
To DeLon Dean on the inbound, and Dean hits the jump shot. DeLon Dean with 4 points, his first two since the first quarter.
Good play call by Charlie right out of the inbounds play, and Dean in stride and had his feet organized.
Down low to Hunter Smith. Smith, a quick pass, and then takes the return. Tries to work the baseline. Cut off by George Rant. In the hands of Kalen Anderson. Anderson in the far corner to Pinnock. And Pinnock is fouled along the baseline.
Good job by Pinnock to force the action there. It looked like he may have gotten by Dean. Instead, he got the contact.
First foul for DeLon Dean.
Whoa.
Almost walked with the basketball, did Hunter Smith. Kept control. Kept that foot anchored on the floor. Now drive on the right side by Anderson. Anderson lays it up and in.
Big time jump stop from Anderson as he cruised all the way into the paint with just the one move. And the two-foot jump was the key there, or else that's a travel.
4 points by Kalen Anderson. Drive by Noah Thomason. And he can't get that one to drop, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Terrace Barron, his first.
Good strong move by Noah as he went to his right, the lefty, towards that baseline, and then went up strong, absorbed the contact, and nearly got the and one. He'll shoot two.
First one on its way, bounces around and out.
Two for five at the free throw line is not what you're looking for. And the further you go in the playoffs, the more critical these free throws become.
Next one on its way and good by Thomason. He's got 8 points. Longhorn lead is 4, 21-17.
Noah averages nearly 20, and the Horns took a full half and then some just to eclipse the 20-point mark as a team.
Ball out top to Hunter Smith. Now gives way to Kalen Anderson. Anderson back to Smith. Smith working on Nixon Best. Puts up an off-balance jump shot. No good. Knocked around into the hands of Noah Thomason. Thomason on the right side. Lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with 10 points.
Body control by Noah. He took the hit, and the lefty was from that left side. Very comfortable layup. He's got double digits with 10. The Horns by 6. Good D on that previous sequence by Nick Best as he played excellent post-D.
Jordan Hurd tries to work the left side. Has to kick it out and gets it to Terrace Barron. He loses control of the basketball, and it sails out of bounds. 6 turnover now for Clear Creek.
Again, the Horns getting their hands on the ball. Bad break on that previous sequence. Went again to a Wildcat. And then when it was Pinnock, lost control there. And finally, the Horns will take over, looking to add to a 6-point third quarter lead.
Thomason works the right side. Little NBA hop. He's in the lane, lays it up and in. Noah Thomason with 12, 25-17. Biggest lead of the night now for George Ranch, 8 points.
Well, did you see the flex after the finish? He was either looking for the foul or looking for some recognition. Horns get a steal. Noah for three. Got it!
Noah Thomason lighting it up here in the third quarter for George Ranch. Lead is 11. And Wes Bryan and the Clear Creek Wildcats want a timeout.
And the Ranch Rowdies are loving it as they're on their feet. A 11-point, just like that in the blink of an eye, an 11-point Horns lead.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives. Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all! Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at Pearland High School. Longhorns 28, Clear Creek 17, 3:41 left in the third quarter.
Tom, that was an 8-0 Noah Thomason run, not just a Horns run. And that turned that three-point lead into an 11-point lead.
Finished the half with 7. Now he's got 15.
Another cheap foul, this time on DeLon. Way up high, a little bump, and he'll get the call against him.
Second personal foul on DeLon Dean, inbound to Logan Farlow. Farlow over to Maurice Pinnock. Pinnock with the jump shot from the corner, no good. Tracked down over there by Devin Davis. Check that, Noah Thomason with the rebound. Now to Davis, and around to Tuluwandi. Back to Noah Thomason. Thomason to DeLon Dean, way out in the far corner. Dean down the lane, puts it up and in. And the offensive foul whistled against DeLon Dean.
And they're going to call a charge on DeLon. It looked like the defender was there, yes, but he was also underneath the basket, which is not typically a foul. And DeLon's going to come sit down as he picks up two quick personals. And that's number two and number three. So he'll take a break with just under three to go in the third quarter.
All right, Wildcats walk it up with Hunter Smith. Smith to Farlow, back to Hunter Smith. Smith along the baseline puts up a one-handed jump shot. And that doesn't fall, but he's fouled.
I'm guessing that ball was tipped, otherwise he passed it to himself. No whistle there. Again, could be. Anytime one of these Wildcats thinks they have an opening, another Longhorn defender flashes in, and the hands are everywhere. Beautiful team rebound, and Woods breaks out.
Now to Nixon Best in the corner to Dean. To Best at the free throw line, and he walks with the basketball. Fifth turnover of the night for George Ranch. Charlie Jones has to be happy with that stat. Only 5 turnovers midway through the third quarter.
Big man handling it out high. Looked like a clean move. Doesn't matter what I think, obviously, and they got the whistle. That's the first travel we've seen tonight for either club.
All right, ball kicked over to Anderson. Now to Barron, back out top to Hunter Smith, and Smith hits the three-pointer. He's got 8 points.
Smith gets the roll. And that time Smith was not in position. Noah does the Euro step, one to his right, then to his left. Smith was committed and hip to hip. And Noah will go to the line. Really nice, savvy move by senior Noah Thomason.
Second personal foul whistled against Logan Farlow. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason, first one on its way, and good. Three for six now is Thomason. He's got 16 points. And the second one off the front iron. Kicks left. Rebound, Kalen Anderson. Anderson to Farlow. He's picked up by Jordan Lewis. Now the ball to Colin Cram. Coleman Cram's jump shot is no good. Rebound, Noah Thomason. Ahead to Devin Davis. Davis pulls up short. Gets it to Wandy. And around the horn to Stephen Woods. Jordan Lewis finds Thomason. Longhorns always moving, always rotating along the baseline, through the corner, and back out top. Do that with the basketball until they find the open man.
Just that motion offense as they're running the wheel, waiting for somebody to break free. Noah just crosses him over and drains the teardrop pull-up. Horns by 11. We're under 50 seconds in the third.
Noah Thomason. It's 31-20. Inside 40 seconds to play.
And Salou is going to get hit with another ticky-tack foul. He's looks confused. He's saying, me? And it's you. That's his third, just his first here in the second half. Picked up two quickies in that first quarter and sat down for most of the first half. And that's where he'll go, is to this near side Longhorn bench, joining his teammate, DeLon Dean, the fellow starter, also with three.
All right, out top, Hunter Smith. Smith has that ball knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Clear Creek.
We
turnover
said
number eight.
Those things would even out. Great hands by the Horns. This time, Stephen Woods was the second Horn to get his hand on the ball, and the deflection kicked off of Pinnock and out of bounds. And Noah will walk it across the half-court stripe, under 20, looking to add to that 11-point lead and hopefully take the last shot of the third quarter.
Devin Davis to Jordan Lewis. Back out top to Davis. In the corner to Lewis. Lewis takes a step, puts up the jumper off the back iron. No good, but the tip by Dominic Dixon is good. At the buzzer, Longhorns 33, Clear Creek 20.
That was a man play by Dominique Dixon. Got position and went way up the ladder, folks. His wrist was up by the rim. Easy tip in. 33-20 into the third. The Horns on top.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Chris and Tom back at Pearland High School. Quarter number four in this bi-district game between the George Ranch Longhorns and the Clear Creek Wildcats.
18-15 halftime score. The Horns put up 15 points there in that third quarter, and they've got some wiggle room, a 13-point cushion, a baker's dozen, and with just a tad bit of foul trouble, not huge foul trouble, two starters with three fouls with just the one quarter to play. We'll see if Talu will get in and get some action, as he's yet to enter a point into the ledger, and you know he'd like to do that. And the Wildcats back at it as we're underway here in the fourth.
Down low to Terrace Barron. He puts up the shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to Jordan Hurd, and Hurd with the three-pointer.
Real nice activity by Pinnock. Got inside for a chippy, missed it, got his own board and kicked it to the open man, and Hurd stroked the open three ball. That's just what Coach Bryan wanted coming into this fourth quarter, down 13.
Stephen Woods, three-pointer on its way off the back iron. Rebound, Kalen Anderson. Anderson takes it himself across midcourt. Good spin move down low. Lays it up and in. We'll see what the call is.
And that's going to be an offensive foul. Wow.
Wow is right.
I thought it was an and-ones with Stephen Woods underneath. And that's an offensive foul. An athletic end-to-end move for Kalen Anderson. And he just came up a little strong on Steven Woods. Good head job by Woods.
All right, Woods with the basketball. Good feed to Dominic Dixon. Dixon is hammered to the ground. No call there. Ball into the hands of Clear Creek and Jordan Hurd.
Great play and mini break. Woods found Dixon, and Dixon was elevated again. It's a little too strong with the lay-in.
And a foul.
They caught Noah reaching in the cookie jar there. Looked like a decent idea, but when the ball kicks loose like that, you never know. And they gave him the foul.
First personal foul on Noah Thomason. Noah of the 11.3 quarter, now with 18, as we play with 6:34 left in the fourth.
Talu back on the floor. You know he'd want. You know he wants to go the rest of the way here.
And a little shot put up in the lane by Jordan Hurd, and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Noah Thomason, his second.
Back-to-back, ticky-tack fouls on Noah. Tough call as he was there in position, just a little too handsy. And going to the line is Jordan Hurd, the sophomore.
First free throw rolls around and in for Jordan Hurd.
That free throw took all sorts of paint, victory lap, you name it. And Hurd gets the shooter's kind roll.
Longhorns by 9, 33-24. Second shot on its way, and that's good as well. Jordan Hurd, no points through three quarters. Now he's got five here in the fourth.
Wildcats get into a press. We talked a little bit pregame that they don't typically feature one, so Coach Bryan has thrown something together, and they hit it out of bounds. It'll be Horns' ball, and they back out of that press as Noah will yo-yo it across the midcourt stripe.
And Dean throws it away into the hands of Maurice Pinnock. Pinnock drives the lane, puts it up, no good. Tried to put it up with the left hand, hit off the back iron. Rebound to Dean. Dean to Stephen Wood, and Wood loses it out of bounds.
A little bit too helter-skelter. They had numbers. They never really had control of the basketball in that possession. Low pass to Wood, skips out of bounds. What should have been at least a shot opportunity goes for naught.
Jordan Hurd over to Kalen Anderson. Anderson on the right side. Little running jump shot. That's no good. He's fouled by Devin Davis, his first.
Dom, this is not going to be easy trying to salt this win away. As even though they're up eight, it feels like the Horns have momentum against them here. They just need to settle in, get a couple quick buckets as Anderson sinks the first free throw, cutting that to a 7-point George Ranch lead.
Anderson with five. Next one on its way, and that one's good as well.
Horns have yet to score here in the fourth. Wildcats showing that token pressure. Horns break it.
And a drive on the right side by Noah Thomason, who lays it up and in. Thomason hits his average with 20 points.
Got to fight through the refs, as he was no doubt. He was fouled on the play. No whistle. And we're seeing the ticky-tacks on the other end. Good D by the Horns. It's Noah on ball with Pinnock.
Out top, Kalen Anderson. Anderson working on Devin Davis. In the corner to Hurd. His shot hits off the back iron. Rebound Noah Thomason. Ahead now to Stephen Woods. Woods double team. Back to Noah. Little jump shot inside the arc. No good. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. The inbound by the Wildcats.
Devin went up strong for the rebound and kind of twisted around. Looked like that ball hit off his backside and out of bounds. Good call by the official. And the Horns have extended back to that 8-point lead. And Coach Jones is wanting to get an explanation from one of these officials.
Seven turnovers for George Ranch. Nine by the Wildcats. Out top, Jordan Hurd works on DeLon Dean. Kicks it over to Maurice Pinnock. And down low. And the basket by Tyrus Barron.
Real nice pass. Inside pocket pass. Pinnock to Barron. Barron with the drop step. Didn't even dribble. And went up on that left side for an easy layup. 4:36 to go in the game. Horns by six.
Harold and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harold and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harold and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at haroldentistry.com.
Hello, fans. I'm Fred Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thanks, Brett Dolan. Wildcats have outscored George Ranch 9-2 here in the early going in the fourth quarter. Longhorns still lead by six, 35-29. Inbound to Noah Thomason. Thomason, just a slight press by the Wildcats. Longhorns break that. Out top to Stephen Woods. To Lou Wandy. Noah Thomason all alone on the left side. Ball stolen away. Eight turnovers now for George Ranch. Three-pointer on its way by Jordan Hurd. No good. Rebound skied for by Stephen Woods. Woods throws it away into the hands of Kalen Anderson. And Anderson is foul going down to the basket.
And that is Talu's fourth foul, and he took the brunt of that collision as he is doubled over in pain as Anderson came straight down Broadway and Talu went straight up the ladder. Contact foul, and Talu is a little groggy, and he'll come off in lieu of Devin Davis. As Talu's got some cobwebs he's dealing with, for lack of a better term.
Kalen Anderson at the free throw line with 6 points. Make that seven. He's 3-for-3 now on free throws. 35-30.
Horns are going to have to find some offense here and try and salt this victory away. And the Wildcats come out in that pressure look at full court press.
13-point lead, whittled down to four. Longhorns 35, Clear Lake 31. Longhorns throw it away. 10 turnovers, five here in the fourth quarter. Shot on its way by Pinnock. That's no good. Rebound, fought for, knocked around, into the hands of the Longhorns. 11 turnovers, down to Nixon. Bess is hammered underneath the basket. He'll get some free throws.
Unreal what it takes for the Horns to get a call. Over the back on the other end, no whistle, and Bess is obliterated at the rack, and he flies 4 feet out of bounds, and they don't blow the whistle until he hits the deck.
I think they called that on Hunter Smith, his second at the free throw line. Nixon Bess, he's got 2 points tonight, and the first one is off the mark.
And if I'm Jones, if I'm Charlie, yeah, I move a man down there. As that did not look like the greatest free throw attempt. So Noah does shift down there on the left block. You got Devin on the right block. We'll see if Nick can bang it in, or maybe the Horns can get a piece of this rebound.
Next one on its way. A rainbow off the back iron into the hands of the Wildcats.
Again, the loose balls seem to be going the way of the Wildcats as three Wildcat rebounders banged into each other and the ball nearly kicked over to Noah.
3:12 left in the ball game. Outside to Jordan Hurd. Three-pointer on its way. No good. fought for. Nixon Best with the rebound, and he was fouled.
Unreal. As things are getting chippy around here, and it is just tough and tight, just grabbing a rebound at the moment. Horns with just a four-point lead. Tom, you mentioned it. Just 2 points for the Horns through almost 5 clock minutes here. And conversely, it's 11 for the Wildcats. 11-2 to open up the fourth.
The inbound to the Longhorns. Press exhibited by the Wildcats. Longhorns break that. Now DeLon Dean. Ball run around the horn to Wandy. And he'll give it football style to Noah Thomason. Thomason, corner, Dean, three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Skied for by Tyrus Barron. Barron ahead to Maurice Parrick.
Good look for
Finnick, rather.
Good look for DeLon in the corner. That's something we can live with, as he's going to make that probably on the order of about 40%.
Now the ball to Jordan Hurd on the baseline. Pinnick from the corner, no good. That was an air ball picked off over there by Tolu Wandy. Wandy to Noah Thomason. Wildcats fall back. Thomason walks it across.
Under 2 minutes in the ball game. Horns by four. Tolu up top.
To Stephen Woods. Woods pushed out way away from the basket. And the ball thrown away by Wandy. And the Wildcats do the same thing, luckily for George Ranch. And now George Ranch again. And a basket by Kalen Anderson. Longhorns threw it away 3 times on that exchange. And the foul on Tolu Wandy. And according to our book, that's number 5 on Wandy at the free throw line, Kalen Anderson.
Woods got the throwback and was dribbling back court and got hammered from behind. That was a blatant missed call by the officials. The ball kicks away on to Anderson, who does finish the and one. And we're just 98 seconds remaining in a 2-point Horns lead.
That is 5 personal fouls on Tolu Wandy. The big 6'5 senior walks to the bench, shakes hands with Wes Bryan. Free throw on its way, no good by Anderson. Longhorn lead down to 2. It was 13 starting this quarter.
So they called a foul behind the play. The first little ticky-tack foul I can remember going against the Wildcats from behind Noah. And no one really heard the whistle, and Noah kept going and took some contact from Hunter Smith.
I think Jordan Hurd got that personal foul.
So Noah to the line, and this, I believe, is a double bonus.
First one on its way. Good.
I believe that was a 1-1, as both teams did enter the lane for the rebound. So big one for Noah there. And it is a 3-point lead. This free throw here to make it a 2-possession game.
Next one on its way is good as well.
Clutch free throws. 90 seconds to go in your ball game. 4-point lead for George Ranch.
Kalen Anderson with the left-hand dribble, now right. Swings it around to Terrace Barron.
Good D. Again, the loose ball to the Wildcats.
And a little jump shot by Anderson. It knocks around on the rim and finally falls through after jumping up on the rim 2 or 3 times. And a timeout is called by Wes Bryan.
Unreal. The way the cookie crumbles has been in the way of the Wildcats tonight, as a loose ball bounced around on the defensive possession and it just wobbles its way to Kalen Anderson, who throws up a jump hook in the lane, and that thing bounced on the rim 5 times before it went in. You got to give him credit. He's a shooter. He got the shooter's roll, and it's a 2-point game with 70 seconds remaining.
Seemed like he was in the lane a long time before he finally put that shot up. No call there, but So I say it bounced three times. Chris says five. So we'll just say eight and then divide by two. So at least four times.
We'll go with four, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Ranch Rowdies are getting it going. Their team, our team, needs to put the biscuit in the basket. We've been a little bit too conservative on the offensive end, trying to work clock, and you know that never works. As Noah got hot in that third quarter, he needs to stay aggressive. And he gets shoved to the ground, and a foul before the ball's in bounds, and that should be free throws, and they will walk to this end as Noah was trying to get open on the inbounds play and again got thrown to the ground, and he'll shoot two.
Foul number three on Tyrus Barron, the 6'2 senior for the Wildcats.
And it is
22 points for Thomason as he toes the free throw line.
And it is two shots.
Longhorns 37, Clear Creek 35, 1:10 left to go in the ballgame.
Horns need to get these free throws, get a stop, and get a rebound. Noah's first one is good. 38-35, minute 10 and holding. Winner will play Summer Creek. Noah strokes the second one through. Last four have been true for Noah, and it's a four-point lead as we're coming up on a minute to go.
Two, Hunter Smith breaks the press by George Ranch. Now tied up, gets his pass away. Back into the hands of Kalen Anderson. Over to Maurice Pinnick. Pinnick back to Anderson. Left-hand shot is good. Kalen Anderson with the left-handed layup.
Beautiful spin move as Anderson dribbled one to his right, spun all the way to the left. The lefty with the kiss off the glass. And with 44.2 remaining, a two-point George Ranch cushion.
Yeah, let's keep it here and kind of set things up. It's been fast and furious here in the fourth quarter. Longhorns been outscored 17-6 in their 13-point lead. If that second-grade math doesn't fail me, it's been whittled down to two.
You got it. You got lucky. You didn't have to use a calculator. It is a 17-6 fourth quarter score. And again, that Baker's dozen down to just a bucket. Good news is we've got the ball and can work some clock in hopes of getting a good shot and pushing it back to that two possession lead. Again, you've got to get a stop and a rebound. They've had opportunities on defense here in the fourth quarter and have just not come up with that big stop when they needed it. They've got time here to do it if they look to punch their ticket to the area round and face Summer Creek.
Noah Thomason took over in the third quarter, scored 11 of his 18 points through three. Conversely, Kalen Anderson has taken over here in the fourth and scored 10 points of his 14.
So Coach Bryan is going to the, let's see if who can shoot free throws. The Horns inbound the ball to Stephen Woods. He's fouled immediately, and the sophomore guard will go to the line with his team up two with 42. The good news if you're the Wildcat faithful is just 2 seconds ticked off that fourth quarter clock.
59% free throw shooter is Stephen Woods. First one bounces twice and off. Rebound, Kalen Anderson. Anderson will take it himself. Picked up by Noah Thomason.
Oh,
Anderson left side. Guarded over there by Dominique Dixon. Around the horn to Hunter Smith. Smith on the right side. Dishes off to Jordan Hurd. And back around to Anderson. 18 seconds left in the ballgame. Longhorns lead it by two. In the corner to Hurd. To Hunter Smith. And a whistle.
Coach Bryan, I believe, snapped a timeout. And with 8.3 remaining, the Wildcats will have the ball inbound on the baseline in that right corner. And, Tom, we do this in football. If you're Coach Brian, what do you dial up here?
Well, I think definitely you want to get the ball in the hands of Kalen Anderson. He has had a fantastic fourth quarter. As we pointed out, 10 of his 14 points have come here in the fourth. Three baskets and four free throws out of five attempts. And Kalen Anderson has taken over just like Noah Thomason did in the third quarter. So I think you're definitely looking for the big 6'4 senior to put up the last shot.
Anderson has definitely had the hot hand. He's found room in the paint. He's shifty in there, and that left hand is always tough to defend. So you answered my question, Tom. What I was really asking is, do you dial up a play for the three and try and take the lead here with just 8.3?
I'm looking for the Wildcats to just get the ball around, look for Anderson, and take that final shot, whatever it's going to be.
And I, Tom, am looking for the horns as Coach Charlie Jones will snap a timeout. He wanted to see what Coach Brian was going to do. And now Charlie is going to dial up his counter move defensively. Now, if you're Brian here, do you make a different call?
I don't know. You know, again, going away from your hot hand just to kind of have some strategy. I don't think that's good strategy in itself. So we'll see. Charlie certainly wanted to let the Wildcats come out, set up, see what they were doing. And then he called that timeout. He talked to his guys, got that whiteboard out, working furiously on that to set something up to keep the ball away from the Wildcats.
And you know that what Coach Jones was probably looking for there was, where's Kalen Anderson going to start the possession and what are they going to do to get him open? You know, pick away from the ball is the obvious move to get him the ball. 8 seconds. The Horns have played some good D. If nothing else, you have to make him work to get the ball, meaning Anderson. Make him work. And if he can't get the ball, then it's going to be incumbent on one of the other Wildcats to come up with a big bucket.
28 games in the regular season for George Ranch, 32 for Clear Creek, but it all comes down to these last 8.3 seconds. Ball inbound to Anderson. Anderson drives the baseline, puts it up, no good, tries to get his own rebound. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and it will go back to the Wildcats.
Bang, bang play at the point of attack, and the two officials on the baseline look at each other and say, whose ball is it? And they just guessed. It is Wildcat ball on that baseline, 1.3.
Barron will inbound, gets it to Hunter Smith. Three-pointer on its way, no good. And the Longhorns pull out the 39-37 victory, and they'll move on to the area round.
And the Ranch Rowdies have made their way on the court. The Wildcat faithful were looking for a foul. They didn't get it. Coach Brian is livid, and it's a mob, folks, out here at midcourt as these young folks are having a good old time here. The Horns will punch their ticket to the area round with a 39-37 victory.
Wow, the ball was knocked around. It was inbounded by Terrace Barron. He got it into the left corner to Hunter Smith. Smith's footwork was a little bit mixed up, so he didn't get a whole lot on it, and the ball went up. Coach Bryant wanted the personal foul, didn't get it. Time expired. Longhorns pull out the two-point victory, 39-37, and move on to the area round play. They will play Summer Creek later this week over at the Berry Center.
Tom, we got March Madness coming right around the corner, and to move along, every now and again, you got to survive. And the Horns survive a late three-point attempt and get out of here with a 39-37 victory. What an exciting finish absolutely won the Horns' best ball, especially in that fourth quarter as they got outscored 17-6. But they will take it. They survive. They move on. They play Summer Creek in the area round.
Charlie Jones doing a interview with Chad Washington from the Fort Bend Herald. You can look for Chad's game story in the Herald tomorrow. We're trying to get Charlie's attention, make sure that he'll come up here as he always does. And I think we'll have him here in a bit. Tell you what, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Charlie Jones. You're listening to live George Ranch High School playoff basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
We're the hilarious varsity dance team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at Pearland High School. Final score again, George Ranch 39, Clear Creek 37. Longhorns were outscored in that fourth quarter 17-6, but held on to win by two, 39-37. Here's the final scoring for the Longhorns, led in scoring by who else? Noah Thomason with 24, 5 points, Devin Davis, 4 points, DeLon Dean, and a basket each by Stephen Woods, Dominique Dixon, and Nixon Bess. That's the 39 points scored by George Ranch. 11 turnovers on the night, but 6 came in the fourth quarter when the Longhorns were losing control of the basketball and couldn't maintain that big lead that they brought in, a 13-point lead they brought in to the fourth quarter. And I think Charlie's going to make his way up here while he's moving this direction. 14 points by Kalen Anderson, top scorer for the Wildcats. Terrace Barron with 8, 2 Maurice Pinnock, and 5 by Jordan Hurd. 37 points scored by West Bryan's club. They finish with 13 turnovers. There he is. Going to fit on that headset. Yeah, let's see. Like this, and then.
Sometimes you got to be smarter.
There we go.
Whew. Oh, man.
I can't imagine how fast your heart's beating, because mine is.
I mean, I talked to Chad Washington a little bit, and I said, we've been playing in close, tough games like that all year, so. I felt confident in the guys. You know, you built a big lead in the third quarter, give yourself a cushion against a tough team, and we just sustained the lead is all we had to do. We didn't score very much today, but our defense has been our staple all year. It fell away from us for about 5 minutes, but then when we needed to stop, we got to stop.
Your big senior, Noah Thomason, picked up 11 points in the third quarter, really took that third quarter over, and your lead was 13 points coming out of the third quarter, but then Kalen Anderson on the other side scored 10 of his 14 in the fourth quarter, and things got dicey.
Noah's been doing it all year. You know, he's been Mr. Consistent. He's averaging 20 points a game on the year. I know I can pencil in usually 20 points for him, and I'm just so happy for him. I've known him since he was an eighth grader. For him to come in and play so well, he knocked down all of his free throws, I believe, down the stretch. And it's good to have players like that on your team in this type of game that have been on varsity for 3 years.
Coach, great win. Good to punch your ticket to that next round. You got a couple of your bigs got in foul trouble early. Talk about some guys coming in and playing some meaningful minutes that they hadn't done that. Nick Best, Dominic Dixon here towards the tail end of the season, they played a big role tonight.
We've always talked about how we're a team. We're not one or two people, and we've been trying to build it all season long. Nixon Best, I mean, he's been out all year. This is his first game coming back from an ACL injury. He came in, he gave us huge minutes. Dominique gave us big minutes. Jordan and Lewis, I mean, Jordan's has been on JV most of the year. He came up about 4 or 5 games ago. He didn't make any shots, but he did all the little things. He gave us minutes for the starters to play. He's a sophomore. Those are sophomores we're talking about playing in their first playoff game. So I'm just so happy for him. I'm so proud of him, and I'm happy for the program.
What do you know about Summer Creek?
I think they've won 15 games in a row. They play fast. They press. They're well coached. They're a good team, but you're in the playoffs. When you get to the second round, when you get to the first round of playoffs, you're going to play against teams that have been there before and they know what they're doing. They're well coached, and we're going to come back. Like I always tell you, we build our season one practice and one game at a time. It's just now the next game is win or go home.
Well, the Longhorn way, as you always point out, you held Kalen Anderson, got 14, everybody else in single figures. Tyrus Barron with 8, 5 points by Jordan Hurd, and then a basket by Maurice Pinnock. But you did that defensive job as you always do.
Like we always talk about one man in single digits. We try to keep him under double digits every quarter. We did it all the way up into the fourth quarter, and we try to keep him under 5 3-point shots. I don't think they made more than 5 threes. Usually when you do 3 of those things, you're going to have a chance to win, and we had a chance to win, and the ball bounced our way tonight.
I know you're happy with this number. You only had 11 turnovers in the game, although six of those came in the fourth quarter.
I was going to say probably half of those were in the fourth quarter. We were taking care of the ball all game. I mean, Clear Creek did what they were supposed to do. They came after you. They didn't let you get comfortable with the lead, and we had to play. And like I can't say it enough. I'm just so happy for the kids. First playoff win in program history. It's been a special year, and hopefully we're not done yet.
We were looking at the brackets, and they seem to indicate that the Berry Center is the site for the next one. Is that your understanding?
Berry Center is the regional, so we got to win 2 more to get there. I was actually just talking to the Summer Creek coach on the court. We're trying to find out a place to play. They thought about Phillips Fieldhouse. I might put up Wheeler. We'll both probably put up 2 gyms that we can play in.
How about George Ranch? We got any room over there?
We could go home and home, but that's a long trip to Summer Creek if I lose that flip. So we're going to try to find somewhere about 40-45 minutes for the both of us. And we had a great crowd tonight. I mean, we had a whiteout crowd. They looked good. They cheered. They stayed in the game. And I'm happy for the kids.
Seeing the Ranch Rowdy stream in the court when the game was over with, that was something to see.
It was a fun experience. I mean, I'm at a loss for words. I'm trying to enjoy this one for tonight. We got practice tomorrow, then we go do our all district picks. So I'm excited, and I'm going to go in the locker room. We're going to cheer. We're going to celebrate a little bit, and then get ready for Summer Creek.
Any idea whether it's Thursday or Friday, or
it's going to be Friday? Unless he wants to play Thursday, and I lose a flip, we're going to try to get two days in between and play on Friday night.
Okay, congratulations, Charlie.
You.
Longhorns win at 39-37. In bi-district play, move on to play Summer Creek in the area round, and we'll certainly keep you up to date on where and when and what time, and then we'll back up our airtime by about 15 minutes and meet you there live on GRHS iRadio.
Tom, I had a blast. It's my first game to do analysts with you, and it was an exciting game. I can promise you that Coach Jones had an idea of scoring more than 39 points if he was going to be successful tonight, but there are no pictures on the scoreboard, as they say. They get the victory, and I know he just hit on it, but defense had to be the key for the Horns, and really the defense, the numbers don't really show how good the defense played, because the loose ball seemed to go the way of the Wildcats time and again. And then every now and again, the refs would bail out the Wildcats. But we hit on this early fourth quarter. I said they've got a lead. The Horns had the lead, but it felt like the Wildcats had the momentum. And this was one that the Horns truly had to survive tonight.
Definitely. And as we pointed out, the total number of turnovers is a great number, only 11. But then 6 of those came in the fourth quarter, and Longhorns were kind of giving the basketball away, and that allowed the Wildcats really to outscore them as much as they did and get it down to just a basket.
Well, he doesn't have too many, but Coach Jones has a couple gray hairs, and it's performances like that in that fourth quarter where you have what most would consider a comfortable lead, and it turns into a nail biter. Again, credit to your opponent there. Don't get me wrong there. They forced the action, again, a little bit too close for comfort. No matter, the Horns survive, punch their ticket, and they will live to fight another day.
All right. Definitely know it's Summer Creek. Probably going to be Friday. Mm-hmm. We don't know where yet. Don't know what time. But as soon as we do, we'll let you know, and then we'll back it up by about 15 or 20 minutes and meet you on the air live on GRHS iRadio.
I was going to mention the Toyota Center as a potential venue, but not sure what they have on the docket over there.
Will they let you in over there?
Probably not.
Oh, okay. All right.
Perhaps under an alias. Well, as far as I know, I'm available, but I'd love to join you.
I would love you to join me.
So we'll be there or be square, folks.
All right. For Chris Elliott, I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us this evening for Bi-District Tournament Basketball. Final score again, George Ranch 39, Clear Creek 37. So long, everybody.